And it is now just about a minute past 9 o'clock. My name is Robert Barclay, the Duke of Juke, spinning the blues for you for the past 33 years, working on number 34 right now. It comes up on the first Sunday in April. This is about the time of the show when I give you my email address. Email's the best way to reach me. If you want, I'd love to know where you're listening from. Just send me a couple of sentences. I've already heard from Mark in Alpena, who said he is with his pal Fisherman Pat at the BLTN camp. And what is that? The Better Late Than Never camp. And they got the Juke Joint on the radio, got some good food and drink, and we'll dig in the blues up near Alpena. I also heard from several other listeners. Davey from Stanton is listening from McKinney, Texas tonight, celebrating the birth of his second granddaughter down that way, and listening to the blues on Sunday night online. I appreciate knowing that. And I also heard from Dan in Hawaii, and he says, due to the weather, I am in the office working with your show on. Now, for Dan in Hawaii, he's several time zones ahead of us, or behind us, rather, and the Juke Joint begins not at 8 o'clock the way it does in Michigan. It begins at 2 in the afternoon for Dan, so I appreciate him letting me know he's listening from the Big Island, Hawaii. Well, here's my email address. It's robert.barclay, B-A-R-C-L-A-Y, at cmich.edu. That's robert.barclay at cmich.edu. Thanks for taking the time. Let me know what songs you've been enjoying, and maybe I'll, or if you have a request, but please let me know what town, city, state, province, country you're listening from. I love knowing that. All right. John Hiatt, not a blues man per se, but a multi-instrumentalist who plays blues, rock, country. His songs, because he is a prolific songwriter. In fact, he's got at least 24 CDs out. How do I know that? I have 24 CDs by John Hiatt on my shelf, so he takes up a lot of space on my record shelf, and I love his songs. He's from Indianapolis. That's where he was born, and his songs have been covered, check this out, by Bob Dylan, B.B. King, Delbert McClinton, Eric Clapton, Bonnie Raitt, and Buddy Guy have all done John Hiatt compositions. His new CD actually came out earlier last year, but I never saw it. That's what happens when record stores sort of go away and you don't get a chance to see what's new. Well, I came across this. It's a 2018 release on the New West label. It's called The Eclipse Sessions. And let's open up with him singing All the Way to the River. We'll be right back.
ever gonna be all right. And courage too, all the way to the river, to leave this town before you're through, all the way to the river. Baby, you're going nowhere else.
And that was the singer-songwriter John Hiatt from his latest CD, The Eclipse Sessions. I just debuted that for you here on the Juke Joint broadcast. And we just heard a tune titled Outrunning My Soul. And we opened up with All the Way to the River. Well, I just heard from Marva, who lives in Wolverine up in northern lower Michigan, but she said she's streaming the program from Patagonia, Arizona, down near the Mexican border. She said she's happy to not be experiencing the northern Michigan weather. I just read everyone the weather forecast, and she's happy not to be dealing with that. I also heard from Keith in Millington, who responded to me playing Sonny Boy Williamson's Nine Below Zero from 1951, and then he sent me a picture of his 78 RPM edition of that. Of course, I played it from the CD, but he's got the original 78, and always do appreciate hearing from you. And Matt from Bakersfield, California, just got back from his father's funeral in Houston, Texas last night. And now he listened to American Roots earlier this evening, just before the Juke Joint came on the air. And he said he had to make a run to the beverage store on his way, and he was able to stream the Juke Joint through his car stereo on the way to the store and back. And he said the 3,000-foot level of the Tehachapi Mountains have snow on it. So that's where my sister lives out. In the town of Tehachapi, so she's got some snow. She can look out the back window up to the hills and check that out. 9:14 here at the Juke Joint, and now I've got another CD I want to debut for you. These aren't blues artists per se, but very soulful, and they have a heck of a story. They go by the War and Treaty. The War and Treaty. Their new CD is called Healing Tide. Let me tell you just a little bit about them. Their names are Michael and Tanya Trotter. And I wondered, well, does that mean brother and sister? No, it's husband and wife. Now, Tanya, when she was 13, growing up in Washington, D.C., she began to do some singing, including singing in public. And she loves to sing. We'll hear her sing here in just a minute. Now, Michael, her husband, grew up in Cleveland, but then his mother, brother, and sister moved him to Washington, D.C., and they had some tough times. In fact, they were homeless and lived in homeless shelters for quite a while. When Michael was 19, he enlisted in the U.S. Army back in 2003, 2 years after 9/11, and he was sent to Iraq. And he was out on the battlefront in the infantry. When he had time to relax, he discovered that there was a piano on base. And he went and sat down at the piano and be playing and singing. And a captain heard him play and sing. And he said, "Man, that is one heck of a volcano of a voice that you've got." And he encouraged Michael to pursue music. Well, that very same captain who encouraged him was later killed, and Michael sat down and wrote a tribute to him. His first composition was done for the captain who inspired him. Other officers noticed the tribute, and they pulled Michael from the front lines and gave him a new assignment: write and perform songs for the fallen. So he would get to know the families of the soldiers who were killed, along with their mates on the front line, and he would write songs and do tributes to them. Fast forward a couple of years, he returned home, and he was booked on a festival on back-to-back sets with this woman, Tanya, who became his wife. When he got up and performed, she stood by and listened. When he got off the stage, she said, "Did you write that stuff?" And he said, "I did." "Wow, we got to get together. Here's my phone number." Well, she was so gorgeous that he didn't take her seriously. He says, "She has no interest in me." So he took her phone number and just threw it away. But she did not throw his phone number away. They swapped phone numbers. And she called him up. They got together. They began working on songs together. And soon after, they got married. Their duo was called The War and Treaty. So let's turn to two tunes from them. And we're going to open up with something called Jeep Cherokee Laredo.
Let's ride this thing, yeah. I guess I put my foot right in my mouth. Whoa, whoa, hey, yo. Thank you.
a husband and wife duo who go by the name of The War and Treaty. Their new CD is called Healing Tide, and this has actually been out for several months. It has a 2018 date on it, but I just picked up on it and thrilled to have this and happy to share it with you tonight. We just heard a tune titled Healing Tide, and we opened up with Jeep Cherokee Laredo. This is on the 30 Tigers record label. I just heard further confirmation that it's snowing in the Tehachapi Mountains of Southern California, just east of Bakersfield. I heard from Emma, who's listening, I believe, from Napomo, California, over on the central coast of California. And I suspect my father is listening as well as his wife, Peggy. So great fun to hear from them. And I do appreciate them dropping me a line and let me know they're listening. I also heard from Gary, who is listening from Chicago while he's doing some drafting. And he loved the John Hyatt, got to see him last summer, and said he's performed mostly solo. Well, John Hyatt is actually out on the road these days with Lyle Lovett, two prominent singer and songwriters, and they do sets together. We've seen them do that in the past, and they're great fun to catch up with, John Hyatt and Lyle Lovett. So those were comments from Gary, listening from Chicago. And who else did I hear? I also heard from Mary from Saginaw, and she said she's married to a photographer that I know named Jeff. I think he's at the Saginaw News still. I don't think he's retired just yet, but she said she interviewed me back in 1990 when I had a blues photo exhibit on the CMU campus. Great fun. Thanks for dropping me a line. I appreciate that, Mary, and hello to Jeff as well. And let's get back to some more music now. Let's turn to something new. That's what I'm doing tonight on the program, debuting some new CDs. This is the latest from John Primer, a Chicago blues man originally from Camden, Mississippi. He's 73 years of age now. He worked for many years on guitar with Magic Slim and the Teardrops before taking off on his own. John Primer. And he comes to Michigan from time to time. Most recently, he recorded a CD to Muddy Waters, or a tribute CD to Muddy Waters on Muddy Waters' 100th birthday, which was back in 2015. This new CD from John Primer emphasizes the soul side of his singing, and they dubbed it The Soul of a Blues Man. And let's open up with Steve Bell blowing some harp, John Primer singing and playing guitar on a tune titled Help Me Through the Day.
Darling, your sweet loving can make everything all right. Help me through tomorrow when stormy weather comes, yeah. Make me realize that you're my woman. Some man I made you cry. All right. Baby, don't confuse me and just try to understand me. Oh, make me realize that you are my woman. Thank you.
Members only is a private party. Don't need no money just to qualify. Don't bring your checkbook, bring your broken heart. Members only tonight. Members only. It's a private party. Don't need no money just to qualify. Don't bring your checkbook, bring your broken heart. Members only tonight. Go tell your mama, go tell your daddy. Not red or yellow, not black or white. Well, it's throwing a party for the sad and broken hearted. Members only your man. If you had a lot of problems, oh, through your life, trying to do in a party for the sad and lonely. Members only
tonight. Yeah, that was something new from Chicago blues man John Primer on the soulful sound on his voice. The Soul of a Blues Man is the name of the release. It's on the Blues House record label, which is, I believe, John Primer's own label. And we just heard Members Only. And we open up with Help Me Through the Day. John Primer comes through Michigan every now and then. I think he does some gigs with Larry McRae, if I'm not mistaken. The next CD I'm going to debut for you features a band from Tokyo. They call themselves Bloodist Saxophone, and they hooked up with a quintet of five, well, that's what a quintet is, five female R&B singers from Texas. They call themselves the Texas Queens, and their new CD is on the Dial Tone record label, distributed by Viztone, and they've got, we're going to hear two of the singers. Up first, we're going to hear from singer Crystal Thomas on a song titled Don't Move Me.
Well, you say you got a job and the girl say you're sweet. Still there, daddy, me and the chief. You don't move me no more. You don't move me no more. You don't move me, daddy, so move it on down the road. Yeah, I call you hound dog cause you love the song. Things will change, I've had it up to school. Don't move me no more.
marshal give me the third degree. When they take me before the sergeant, I am going to deny the charge.
Run, Joe!
Head a man at the door.
Run, Joe!
That man won't let me go.
Run, Joe!
Run as fast as you can.
Run, Joe!
Police holding my hand. Behind the bars with me stripy suit.
Run, Joe!
Hey, that man at the door.
Run, Joe!
That man won't let me go.
Run, Joe!
Run as fast as you can.
Run, Joe!
Police holding my hand.
Run, Joe! Run, Joe! Run, Joe! Run, Joe! Run, Joe!
And we just heard from 2 of 5 Texas R&B singers with a Japanese band backing them up. The band is called Bloodist Saxophones, and the CD is called Texas Queens 5. And we just heard Lauren Cervantes singing Run Joe, and we opened up with Crystal Thomas singing You Don't Move Me No More. 9:46 here at the Juke Joint. Well, Skylight Steve checked in from San Lorenzo, California, on the southeast corner of the San Francisco Bay. Councilman Joe isn't in Gaylord tonight. He's visiting his mama in Savannah, Georgia, and listening online. And like he told me, when he travels on his bicycle around North and South America, he said on Sunday nights, being able to tune in from no matter where he is, listening online, he said, it brings him back home to Michigan, listening to the Juke Joint broadcast online. Good to know, Joe. And finally, I heard from Caitlin in Bay City, and she's digging the grooves tonight as well. I'm debuting new releases. Now, this one also has a 2018 copyright on it. So it's been out a while, but I just heard about it and bought it myself. This is from the pianist for the Rolling Stones since 1983. His name is Chuck Lavelle, formerly a member of the Allman Brothers Band, formerly a member of a band he formed called Sea Level. His name is Chuck Lavelle. He's from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Got his start in music when he was in junior high and actually played on TV with a junior high garage band with my pal Jonathan McAllister on bass guitar. Jonathan grew up in Tuscaloosa as well. They made some TV gigs on Tuscaloosa Bandstand down that way. Chuck took off and headed to Muscle Shoals, which is where he met Dwayne Allman in the late 1960s. And Dwayne said, hey, you know, we're forming a band over in Macon, my hometown. Why don't you come over and see what's going on? And eventually Chuck became a member, the pianist, for the Allman Brothers Band. Anyway, Chuck has been very busy with the Stones since 1983, and they're about to go back on the road. But Chuck does some things on the side. This time, it's recording with a 17-piece band from Frankfurt, Germany, called the Frankfurt Radio Big Band. And Chuck calls this CD Chuck Gets Big. And let's listen to a couple of tunes. He's on the piano, of course, and he sings on both numbers. This is the classic song, Route 66.
Well, if you ever plan to motor west, take my way, 'cause it's a highway and that's the best. Kicks on a Route 66. Anyway, from Chicago to LA, City, mighty, mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona. Came out in Boston, San Bernardino Review. Get help to my time of dip. When you take your California trip, get your kicks on a route 66, yeah. Missouri, now Oklahoma City is mighty, mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Cayman, Boston, San Bernardino. If you get hip to my time and tip, when you take your California trip, get your kicks on a Route 66. Yeah, get your kicks, get them on Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Got a losing hand. I gambled on your love, baby, and I got a losing hand. Your love keep a changing, oh, like the shifting desert sand. While I was playing fair, baby, Yeah, you played a cheating game. While I was playing fair, mama, you played a cheating game. I know you didn't care, and I loved you just the same. Be your king, baby, and you would be my little queen. Yes, I thought I'd be your king, and you would be my little queen. But you played me for your joker. I thought your deal was clean. Me, baby, I declare I'll never understand the way that you did me, baby. I declare I'll never, 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 never understand. Well, I gambled on your love. And I got a losing hand.
And that was Rolling Stones pianist Chuck Lavelle from a solo gig. Well, he didn't play solo. Separate from the Rolling Stones gig that he's had since 1983. And this one is called Chuck Gets Big with the Frankfurt Radio Big Band, a 17-piece band. And this is on the BMG Evergreen Arts record label. And we heard him do a song that Ray Charles made famous back in the 1950s. We heard Chuck's version of Losing Hand, written by Charles Calhoun, who also wrote a whole ton of great R&B tunes, including Shake, Rattle, and Roll, back in the 1950s. Chuck Lavelle, and in front of that, we heard Chuck on the classic Bobby Troup composition, Route 66. Get your kicks on Route 66. Chuck Lavelle. Had the chance to interview him several years ago down in Detroit at a CMU gig, and it was great fun to hear some stories about how he hooked up with the Rolling Stones and how he's kept his own side career alive, as well as being an arborist. He has a tree ranch down in Georgia. Great guy, Chuck Lavelle. When I come back after the station ID, I want to debut the new CD from British blues guitarist Mick Clark. So you be sure to stay near the radio.